Need a shot of mid-morning good news? We've got it on Tell Me Something Good, weekdays at 10:20, only on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Think back when you were a kid. I think almost 100%, if not 100% of us, had this expectation of what the world would look like when we became adults. We thought for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that there would be
flying cars.
Flying cars. Exactly.
Yes. Knew it.
Blame the Jetsons, I guess, for perpetrating that idea. Well, most of us, we were pretty sadly disappointed that here we are much later in life and no flying cars. Maybe about to change, though. In a test flight, a Slovakian pilot drove what appeared to be an exotic sports car up a runway, took flight with the aid of a fixed propeller, then landed 35 minutes later in a nearby town before folding up the wings, driving straight out onto the highway. Now, this isn't, of course, what the Jetsons did, where they had the, you know, everything, all the cars were flying in there, and you had your airways, I guess.
Yeah, and then when you got done, you pushed a button, and it folded up, and it fit in your pocket.
Like maybe a briefcase type thing, yeah. This isn't that, but it's getting close. Now, this is the Air Car Prototype 1, developed by a company called Klein Vision, founded by Stefan Klein, who spent 20 years turning his dream into a reality. And he spent just a little over $2 million making this come to fruition. He created the world's first flying car to travel between two airports. And during the maiden flight, Air Car reached a cruising speed of 105 miles per hour and an altitude of 8,200 feet. Fuel economy allows it to maintain this for about 600 miles or so not too shabby. Now, once the flying portion of the journey is over, simply a push of the button causes a transformer-like sequence that in under 3 minutes leaves the vehicle as a slightly oversized, perfectly road-legal sports car with a 160-horsepower gas-powered BMW engine. There's a seat for another passenger and a convertible roof there. Klein Vision has specified that they're looking to take a share out of the aircraft market with the Air Car and not really the auto market. Now, listen to this next part, gang. This is intriguing. Morgan Stanley estimates the flying car market over the next 20 years will be worth more than $1 trillion.
Yikes.
The flying car market in the next 20 years will climb to a value more than $1 trillion in the next 20 years. That's buzz, very similar to what happened in the recent boom in private spaceflight. Klein Vision looking to upgrade their prototype engine to give it more power and eventually allow the top cruising speed, 186 miles per hour or so. Other companies like Hyundai, Toyota, VW, they're looking into flying cars of their own now.
I could get to work really quick like that.
You could. Be patient, man. This Jetsons flying car, maybe it's going to happen. I still want the vending machine where you put your token in, push the button, and there's a fully prepared meal waiting on you.
Or you have this little pill you put in there.
Right, yes.
You have this full meal that pops out.
The dinner pill, yes. All right, what's the Boy Scout motto? What is it?
Always be prepared.
Okay, be prepared.
Something along that line. That's
pretty close, yeah. And a couple of Missouri Boy Scouts were prepared. They were ready to act when a life-threatening situation presented itself. Here's what happened here. A storm back in June dumped about 6 inches of rain on Columbia, Missouri. Little warning there, causing floodwaters from creeks to break through the banks, which again caused overflow zones, created a lot of flooded areas there. And 15-year-old Dominic Viatt, 16-year-old Joseph Diner passed a heavily flooded basketball court. And when they did, they heard the frantic shouting of a young woman desperately trying to keep her head above water under the force of the current that had overtaken a basketball court. They said the first thing that came into mind was to get into the water. We didn't have time to think. Her head was barely above the water. We could see her sinking more with every second. We didn't even think about the risks. We had to get her out. So the two Boy Scouts jumped in, made their way to the woman. They did get her ashore. Emergency services were there performing first aid, rushing her to the hospital. But you got to think these Boy Scouts, had emergency crews not been there, been able to perform some type of CPR as well. The assistant fire chief there in Columbia described the boys' act of heroic and brave. The fire department will honor the two boys with a Citizen Life Safety Award coming up next week. Bottom line, be prepared. And they were. And finally, 7 years ago, a Yorkshire Terrier mix named Sergeant Pepper. One of the coolest names, right? That I've
Beatles
heard.
Beatles fan, I guess, the owner.
Maybe so. Well, Sergeant Pepper simply just went missing from his Florida home. He just vanished. But we know that, well, he didn't just vanish. Something happened to him. Nobody knew what it was. The owner, though, discovered a, quote, found post for him on Craigslist at the time. But by the time the owner got in touch with the person who made the post, Sergeant Pepper had already been claimed by someone else who obviously was not the real owner. So they were unable to trace Sergeant Pepper, even though there was a microchip that he had. His owner filed a police report, notified the microchip company that the dog had been stolen, and then Sergeant Pepper's owner just waited and hoped that one day their beloved pup would be returned. But as the days went by, that hope grew more and more dim, 7 years in all. And then just a few days ago, you know what happened next. Sergeant Pepper, the Yorkshire Terrier mix who went missing from his Florida home in 2014, was found more than 1,000 miles away. He's now in Michigan. Wow. Michigan now. Authorities say Sergeant Pepper had been living with the family there for the last 5 years. They were unaware of his microchip and his stolen status. And so they go to get the microchip updated, and that's when, well, it was discovered there. Sergeant Pepper's owner flew to Michigan, reunited with her dog. The family that had Sergeant Pepper went to update the contact information, and that's when the discovery was made. Of course, the family that has had Sergeant Pepper for the past 5 years, and I don't even know what the new name of the pup was, but the family certainly hated to give him up. They understood why it had to be done, and they were on board with it. Moral of the story, get your pets microchipped.
It's the radio version of your office water cooler. Yarbrough, 10 till noon weekdays on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.